This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 16, 2021. The FCC has announced that rule changes detailed in a lengthy 2019 report and order governing RF exposure standards go into effect on May 3rd. The new rules don't change existing RF exposure or RFE limits, but do require that stations be evaluated against existing limits unless exempt. For stations already in place, that evaluation must be completed by May 3, 2023. After May 3rd of this year, any new station or any existing station modified in a way that's likely to change its RFE profile, such as different antennas or placement or greater power, will need to conduct an evaluation by the date of activation or change. The FCC anticipates that few hams would have to reevaluate their stations under the new rules. The amateur service is no longer categorically excluded from certain aspects of the rules as amended, and licensees can no longer avoid performing an exposure assessment simply because they're transmitting below a given power level. The 2019 FCC RF report and order changes the methods that many radio services use to comply with FCC RFE limits. Hams will have to determine whether any existing facilities excluded under the old rules now qualify for an exemption under the new rules. Most will, but some may not. Removal of the categorical exclusion means that hams must perform some sort of calculation, either to determine if they qualify for an exemption or have to perform a full-fledged exposure assessment. ARRL has help at www.arrl.org/RF-exposure. Donald DeRiggs, J88CD, on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, says that on April 13th, the 42nd anniversary of the 1979 eruption of the La Soufriere volcano, island residents were awakened to another column of volcanic ash, creating a thick blanket as the volcano continued to erupt violently. Almost all residents in the red zone have been evacuated, he said, save for a few diehards who will not move for reasons unknown. Since the effusive eruption began last December, local hams have been in a state of readiness via 2-meter networks and regional networks via HF. A 24-hour regional HF network has been active to provide communication support in case telephone service is disrupted. The other active VHF repeater is the main go-to machine for domestic communications. The Grenada repeater, which is linked to St. Lucia and Barbados, is also accessible by hams in Tobago, Trinidad, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The La Soufriere volcano on St. Vincent began its most recent series of explosive eruptions earlier this month, sending clouds of hot ash some 20,000 feet into the air, blanketing much of the island in ash and causing water and power outages. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Ventura, California, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. on the 145.20 and 445.56 repeaters, courtesy of the Pleasant Valley Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. Good news this week, we have another satellite turned on for amateur use. CAMSAT CAS-6, or TO-108, has a CW beacon on 145.91 MHz, plus a UHF-VHF inverting linear transponder. The downlink is 145.915 to 145.935 MHz, lower sideband, a 20 kHz passband. The uplink is 435.27 to 435.29 MHz upper sideband. Signals are said to be good. AO91 remains operational. However, please remember to use this satellite only when it is in sunlight. In other words, if it's dark at your location, use another satellite. This will help extend the life of the satellite. AMSAT's Golf T has been manifested on NASA's ELANA-46. ELANA stands for Educational Launch of Nanosatellites. A launch date has not been announced on the NASA website. The AMSAT report comes to us each week from Bruce Page, KK5DO. A five-year, $9.3 million National Science Foundation grant will allow the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute to establish a new research observatory at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, a former military facility. HARP is now operated by UAF and is home to HARP Amateur Radio Club's KL7ERP. The new subauroral geophysical observatory for space physics and radio science will be dedicated to exploring Earth's upper atmosphere and geospace environment. The research grant will allow scientists to investigate how the sun affects Earth's ionosphere and magnetosphere to produce changes in space weather. Their work will help fill gaps in knowledge about the region, which is important because ionospheric disturbances, if severe enough, can disrupt communication systems and damage the power grid. HARP Research Station Chief Engineer Steve Floyd, W4YHD, told ARRL that amateur radio will clearly benefit from the upgrade through an improved understanding of ionospheric propagation and space weather physics and better HF propagation prediction modeling data. ARRL Audio News is heard in the Denver area Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the 145.15, 224.74, and 448.85 repeaters, courtesy of the Aurora Repeater Association. The Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens in San Marino, California, has acquired an archive of papers and correspondence to, from, and about wireless pioneer and Nobel laureate Guglielmo Marconi. Among the more than 200 pages of correspondence are 31 letters from Marconi to his chief engineer, Richard Vivian, written between 1902 and 1909 regarding the construction and successful implementation of a transatlantic wireless telegraph system. Marconi was relentless in his attempts to improve on his radio work, as reflected in this archive. Here's a snippet from Marconi to his chief engineer in 1907. "Working very hard to try and find out what are the somewhat occult causes which make signals good one night and unobtainable the next. I believe I have found, if not very clearly, the cause of the effects noticed." The occult? Is that what it is? The Intrepid DX Group has teamed with de-expeditioner Ken Opsgar, LA7GIA, in its quest to activate Bouvet Island, the second most wanted DXCC entity below North Korea. The 3Y0J de-expedition is planned for January-February 2023. A dependency of Norway, Bouvet is a sub-Antarctic island in the South Atlantic. The last Bouvet activation was 3Y0E during a scientific expedition over the winter of 2007-2008. De-expedition co-leader Paul Ewing, N6PSE, will share leadership duties with Opsgar.
There's no question there's a lot to do, and we've got a big financial mountain to climb. The cost of the Braveheart Charter is enormous. But, you know, we've got some experience under our belt doing these. We did South Sandwich, South Georgia back in 2016. That was perfect preparation for going to Bouvet. We'll have a very difficult landing, so we're prepared for that.
A 2018 de-expedition to Bouvet was scuttled after severe weather and an engine problem forced the team, with Bouvet already in view, to turn back. The 2023 plan calls for the 3Y0J team of 14 to spend 20 days at Bouvet and, weather permitting, to have 14 to 16 good days of radioactivity. This costs money, of course, and the Northern California DX Foundation and the International DX Association have already stepped up to the plate.
But I want to make it clear, there's no doubt, we are going.
And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 16th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. You are a member, right? I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME 73, and we'll see you next time.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.